Okay, well, shall we do our next meditation? Let's do the Om Ah Hum meditation. We've already said enough about what the syllables mean. They're also a different way of becoming aware of the subtle change of energies and functions within our body, our subtle body. So if you turn all your microphones and videos and everything off, and I will get the screen share. So this meditation comes from Lama Yeshe. Such a simple meditation to become embodied, because we are embodied beings. The amazing machinery of our human life, our body, speech and mind. So we can set our motivation when we're doing this meditation, that we can harness this power, this elemental force that we have, and harness it for the very best that we can do with it, which is to become fully enlightened, liberated from suffering, fully enlightened, developing all of our qualities of body, speech and mind to become a Buddha. And then effortlessly and spontaneously help all other beings. So why aim for anything less when this is our actual potential? So visualizing these three syllables is a way of using our creativity to feel that we have this seed of enlightenment within us. So we need to know it, but we also need to experience it. And how we experience it is in a dramatic way. It's like an inner psychodrama. And so we do this by imagining these syllables within us like seeds of enlightened body, enlightened speech, and enlightened mind. So we can just readjust our posture again. Aligning our spine, like Lama Yeshe, there, alert, focused, but very stable and relaxed. This wonderful balance. And then within your body, in the center of your skull, the white Om syllable. Imagine it there in the middle of your head, very radiant, quite small, very fine, delicate, almost flickering like a gas flame, made of light, upright, three-dimensional. And then in the center of your throat, the red R, like a flickering flame of an R. And in the center of your torso, the level of your heart, beautiful glowing blue Hum. Feel these three seeds, the essence of enlightened body, speech and mind, your potential. And recognize that these three seeds are there as potential all the time. It's not that we've put them there. They are our potential, but we have to become aware of it. We have to somehow start relating to this potential and feeling it within us and going through a process of developing them. So bringing your focus to the white Om in the center of your head and recognizing that the white Om is the pure energy of the divine body of all the Buddhas, purified form, completely purified physicality. This white Om is radiating light in all directions, and this light flows through your whole nervous system, your whole body, illuminating all of your channels, all of your veins and arteries, all the inside of your bones. Until every part of your body feels energized, illuminated. And as this light flows through your whole body, it purifies all the negativities of the body, all the negative actions we've accumulated with our body, all of the sicknesses and illnesses, all the negative karma, all the negative attitudes we have towards our body. In this blissful white light flowing through us, is completely purified. To feel this sensation of the light, and then as we chant the syllable Om, the resonance within our body purifies all of the negativity and negative karma accumulated with our body in this life and all previous lives. Om. 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 Feel the resonance throughout your body, the sound continuing, your whole body energized with the white light energy. Feel that all the addictions and compulsions, destructive habit behavior is completely purified. The blissful white light purifies all sicknesses, all the causes of sickness. Every atom becomes radiant, singing sound Om. Your body filled with blissful, radiant, white light energy. Be intensely aware and let go. without sluggishness, without distraction, intensive awareness, and letting go. Feel your body as a body of light. How different your experience now is. Feel all the sense doors purified. How we experience the world through sight and sound and touch. All of our negative karmic experience purified. And then gently shifting your awareness to the red R in the center of your throat. Feel the radiance of this red R, like the sun at sunset, blissful warmth. Recognize how this red R is the pure speech of all the Buddhas. It has the power and the warmth of perfect enlightened speech. Of the fire that cuts through ignorance and delusion and darkness, that cuts through the elaborations. And feel the red light energy of this R flowing through all the channels of your body, filling your body with blissful, radiant, red light energy, limitless energy like the sun. And feel that all of the negative speech patterns dissolve in this red radiance. All of the unskillful ways we've communicated with others and harmed others with our speech is purified. Feel too that the inner dialogue that is constantly chattering is purified in this red radiance. And the sound R harmonizes our speech with the enlightened speech of the Buddhas.
Ah.
Feel that the continuous babble of our speech becomes harmonized and in tune with enlightened speech, with the glorious communication of the Buddhas. All of our negative speech patterns, our exaggerations, our catastrophizing, dissolve in the blissful red-like radiance. Your whole experience becomes that of the radiant, vibrating red R. Your experience, non-dual, spacious. Permeated completely with the blissful red light energy. Clarity and intense consciousness. Then if you find that your mind wanders off, instead of getting frustrated, instead of feeling that it is a problem, use that experience of being distracted or losing some energy to recognize that just like you, everybody else is also distracted. All sentient beings are in the same situation as you, not being able to control their mind or their experience. So whenever we get distracted, we can use this experience to develop our empathy and our compassion. Every time we can't concentrate, we recognize that others too have this problem and generate compassion. Every time we become agitated, we recognize others too suffer from agitation, frustration. All sentient beings suffer from restlessness. Whenever we feel a pain in our heart, recognize that all sentient beings also suffer from a pain, from misery, from being bossed around or bullied by their emotions. So now think that this compassion that you've generated for others, this kindness that you feel towards others who are just like you, begins to take a form, and it manifests at the level of your heart as a radiant sliver of moon, like a moon cushion or a moon disc. A disc of light that is a manifestation of your love, your kindness and compassion. And standing on this white moon disc is the radiant blue hum. And recognize this blue hum as the non-dual wisdom of all the Buddhas. And that your heart, your bodhicitta heart, is pure and cool and calm like a radiant moon. Blue light radiates from the hum, standing upright at your heart. The light radiates throughout your body feeling extremely blissful. The blue light pulses outwards. The radiance of this blue filling all of space. Your whole experience becomes one of this blue light energy. The infinite blue light, like your consciousness, embraces the entire universal reality. And just like the light from the hum radiates in all directions throughout space, so too does the sound filling all of space. Oh.
Oh.
Feel the sound waves radiating throughout space in all directions without obstruction. And as they do, so too does your awareness expand. Your intensive awareness embracing universal reality. No here or there. No inner or outer. No self or other. Just feel and be in limitless clarity. Recognize this as the pure nature of your own mind. Non-dual. Free of narrow thoughts or obsessive thoughts. Free of indecision. Free of obsession. Recognize this, the pure nature of your mind, in the aspect of blue light energy. And then once more, becoming aware of the three radiant syllables, harmonized, energized within your body. The blue hum of unobstructed space at your heart. The red R at your throat with the radiance of the sun. The white Om in the center of your head. Purified mirror-like form. Really feel each of these three syllables there as seeds. within your body, radiant, emitting their own sound, harmonized. And make a determination to live our life in tune with these three aspects of enlightened body, speech, and mind. To be mindful of our actions of body, speech, and mind. To wherever possible, be able to help, and at the very least, to not harm. To recognize that we have this seed or this potential within us all the time, there, radiant. We just need to recognize it, uncover it. And so dedicating the merits of this meditation to being able to bring them to fruition. To become fully enlightened or awakened. To use our body, speech, and mind in the very best way to help all beings out of suffering completely and into a state of lasting peace and happiness. So then you can take a nice deep breath through in through the nose and out through the mouth. And gently bring your focus back to the room, still keeping that awareness of those three syllables there, radiant and glowing within your body.